Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Salam to Tenai Stalin. Yes, I. Some unexpected eventualities. But here on the ear and in the eye, right here for the After the Shabbat podcast, right here. Here for this RSS number 32. Here for this sabbatical study for Shabbat Behar. Sabbath in the Mount, Sabbath Behar Sinai. Right here. Here we're in the second to last Torah reading and feeding here in the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Right here. So we have today's daily psalm, also Psalm 103. Today's daily psalm, like to address today's daily psalm and a little bit of the Midrash, the study on today's daily psalm. But right here for the After the Shabbat podcast, Shabbat Shalom, send that salam. Yes, I, Enayist Alin, may health be given to the eye and I and I. Yes, I, Bashem, Yeshua.
Hey, send that salam. Shabbat Shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home. Send a salam, Shabbat Shalom. Hey, send a salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for days of rest inside your home.
במזמור דוד לתנה חולה בשם האב אוהל ומנפס קדוס אהדו אמלך אמן קיבר לקהל וקיבר לתלתו קיבר בחייל וקיבר לתלמה וחייל אלה שעה רק ספר אי אג'אג'א ויהוויל Ajaja we Yahwe, eh, send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jarasafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10-string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when God's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Betzalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, time. People get caught in an internet mind, history behind. Babylon come with a different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His Majesty said unity and only God knows. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine any place with the elder man. We call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You fight with vision and prayer, balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. And better the im negede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Adjaja way away. Adjaja way.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life, and causes deliverance to spring forth. You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Rabba
Yerushalayim. The Ma'ah, hear, hear,
hear. Baruch Ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Adonai.
Yes!
Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Moshe Lewi, the rapper Shine, right here speaking on our Torah. I like to share this right here, here, here. Yes, I. Shema.
I want to say shalom right now in Jerusalem with a very well-known man, the rapper Shine, also known as Moshe Levy, and I'm just going to ask him a couple of questions. He's been in Baal Teshuva now for 7 years, right?
Baal Teshuva for 12 years.
12?
Shomer Shabbos and really observing Orthodox about 7 years.
7 years. And what inspired you to come closer to God? Anything happen?
I mean, no, you know, I grew up an Israelite life, you know, the same way Moses, Yaakov, all of our forefathers, you know, had the most difficult lives. You know, Yaakov had to be a slave for Laban. His own brother tried to kill him. You know, they raped his daughter. You know, his youngest son, his favorite son, you know, sold into slavery. You know, it's just always difficult for Am Yisrael. You know, Moses, you know, gave up being the Pharaoh to defend a Hebrew that was being taken advantage of and led the small nation against the biggest nation in the world. So that's what a Yid goes through. So me being a Yid, having a Yiddishkeit soul, you know, whenever I went through difficulties, you know, it was never to take drugs or, you know, it was never to take it out on other people. It was to turn to Hashem. And that's what a Yid does. He has to cry to Hashem. That's what they say in the time of Mashiach. You have to cry, the Israelites will cry to Hashem. So for me, that's what happened for me. You know, I was going through people dying left and right, you know, eating bread and sugar. That's how we ate, you know, because we didn't have anything to eat, you know. being the bastard child, you know, David was they thought he was a mamzer. You know, David, his brothers used to sit in a different table and wouldn't sit with David Hamelech. David Hamelech from where the Mashiach comes. And one day his mother saw that and started to cry and told his mom, she said, don't worry about it. You see, so for me, my entire life, I grew up going through the most difficult circumstances, and the only thing I ever felt could allow me to escape that was a divine force. You dig? And being a dude with a half a brain, you know, the only thing that ever made sense to me, you look at any other, you know, science, it all goes back to Judaism. You know, they say Abraham is the father of all religions. You know, so for me, I don't want to talk to the middleman. I want to talk to Hashem. I want to go straight to the boss. And that's what, you know, I'm Israel, I have the luxury of doing. You know, so for me, all the difficulties I went through was always, man, listen, please help me, divine force, help me. You know, my grandmother used to put me on the game and spit in my ear, that, listen, what you're going through is nothing. Moses went through worse. What you're going through is nothing. David Hamelech went through worse. You know, read this, read that. And when you read the stories, you know, they don't register. And you're like, man, he really went through that? It's not, that's something I read in the book. But they really went through that. Because I really went through everything that Amisrael has gone through, is documented in history. And Hashem has always delivered me. You know, that bread and sugar, man, it tasted like, you know, a five-star meal. You did. The same way we sing, you know, for the third meal and sing during Shabbos, that's what Hashem used to give us. He gave us simcha, despite things being difficult and challenging. Because I know people that got $1 billion and they don't have the happiness that poor people who are filled with the spirit of his kingdom had. You know, so again, for me, you know, I knew Torah without knowing Torah. You did. It's like the same way Yaakov and Abraham, you know, they knew Torah. Abraham, Avinu, his parents were idol worshippers. He grew up around nothing but idol worshippers, and he knew the Torah. Before it was given on the scroll. So it's the same thing with me, man. You know, I always knew Hashem, and I always applied those ethics. So when I was going through difficulties, when I was going through challenges, I knew the only way out was having a relationship with the Most High.
Would you say there's one particular event that really, you know, pushed you forward to do this whole thing? To come closer to God?
No, I mean, you know, again, my entire life was difficult. I would say the real turning point, you know, in that relationship, because again, you know, people have to understand, being a Yid, being an Israelite, being Jewish is not, you know, coming to Sabbath services or, you know, showing up for Rosh Hashanah or, you know, putting on a suit, wearing sisters or growing pays. You know, being a Jew is having a relationship with Hashem, honoring that relationship, being loyal, like you got a contract. Adam HaRishon, you know, is a partner in the continuation of creation. That's some serious thing to register. You know, so for me, when I got shot, when I was 15, that was the consummation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. So for me, when I got shot, it was, you know what, no problem. That's what I have to go through. Please just get me through it. You know, I was a quintessential Israelite. Always, never, you know, oh man, it was no, all right, fine, this is what it is, this is the hand I'm dealt, how are we going to play this, how you going to let me win, fine, they stacking the deck, they're cheating, they got extra cards, please, Hashem, how are we going to do this, I know I can beat them, I know I can defeat them. So when I got shot, that's what really let me know when my life was right there in my hands, and let me know that the only way I was going to be able to get through life was through divine intervention. And, you know, obviously when you get shot, you retaliate, different things happen. And the fact that I made it through that entire situation, you know, I was dealing with some serious guys, man, some Goliaths, you know, some warriors. And the fact that I defeated them, little old me, you know, was proof of this relationship that my grandmother had been telling me to forge. And that I've been forging myself. But talk, what is talk? You know, poetry is great, but life is better. You understand? So you got to live it in order for it to exist. So for me, I was saying, yeah, I want a relationship with Hashem. Yeah, the stuff Hashem is saying is true. Yeah, what my grandmother was saying is true. But when I really went through a situation where I could have forsaken Hashem when I got shot, that's when it became real. When I said, you know what, nah, man, I got to keep going with this faith. This faith is going to get me through this. And it got me through it. You know, a year after I got shot is when I got my record deal. You know, and I went from sleeping on my mom's couch, you know, to being a millionaire.
And, you know, Rosh Hashanah is coming up on Thursday, and we'd like to change the news to Teshuvah. Is there any one thing you'd like to do to come closer to God? One thing you want to take upon yourself?
I mean, you know, even me, you know, I have, you know, I'm from the line of David, so I'm just like, you know, my forefather. He was fired. David was fired. You know, he had a temper. They say he had a temper. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, my name, say Moshe, I had to work on that. So for me, you know, I think it's very, you have to be careful how you talk to people. Mm-hmm. Careful how you treat people. You have to be very concerned with that. You know, because the reason we kosher is because, you know, depending on how we use this instrument called our mouths, you know, we can speak with the Shekinah. So you have to be very careful of the words that come out your mouth, because Hashem created the world with 10 utterances. So we are made in His image, so everything we say is very important. So you have to be careful of what you say to people. So that's one of the things I want to work on, what I say to people, how I say it to people.
All right, Mr. Moshe, it's a pleasure. Very happy for you. I only wish you the best. And Shana Tova.
Shavua Tov, Shana Tova.
Yes, yes, yes. Moshe Levy. Yes, the rapper Shine right there, speaking on the relationship with Hashem, the relationship with Yahweh, the relationship with Jehovah. Jah heavy, heavy, heavy load. I, Jermon Levi, right here. Jah heavy load. I and I carry and carry on. Shalom, Sender, Shalom. So here at the next to last, the 32nd degree of I and I sabbatical study right here on the After the Shabbat podcast, the Rastafari sabbatical Seder right here. 32nd, reading and feeding the manna, the angel's bread right here. So we have Bihar, by way of Bi on the mountain. On the mountain, in the mountain, on the mountain, Bihar, right here, Bihar. So Bihar is the fifth word and the first distinctive word in the Parsha and the Torah, the reading and feeding right here. When we look at the Hebrew, we find the fifth word, Bihar. This is a distinctive word right here. And for this Sabbath, Shabbat, Bihar, Sabbath on the mountain. The 32nd weekly Torah reading and feeding, the Parsha, in the annual, the Judaic, the cycle of Torah readings and feedings, and as well as the ninth, here we're at the ninth reading here in the book of Leviticus, in the third book of HaTorah, the heart of the Torah, Leviticus, the handbook of the Levites and the priesthood, the handbook of the sanctuary. So here, this Torah reading and feeding, Bihar, constitutes Leviticus chapter 25 verse 1 to Leviticus chapter 26 verse 2. Yehudim, Jews, Judahites, and we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah here in the diaspora generally read it in May, in the time that corresponds to the Gregorian month of May. Now we have the lunar solar, the Hebrew calendar containing up to 55 Shavuot, weeks, sevens. The exact numbering can vary from 50 in what's known as common years and 54 or 55 in leap years. So here, we're in a period of time that is not a common year, but a leap year, right? So in the common years, the usual years, this Torah reading and feeding, Bihar, the 32nd, is combined with the 33rd degree of our sabbatical study, Bechukotai, in my statutes, the Chukotai, coming from Chok, right? Even the Chek is in there, the Chok, right? Statute, Bechukotai, in my statutes, ordinances. So it's combined in the usual years. We have a double portion, but here in a Hebrew, lunar, solar, Hebrew calendar leap year, we are reading it and studying it in this Shavuah. And here at this particular Shavuah right here, this Sabbath, we have counted 4 weeks complete, 4 Sabbaths complete, according to what we have in Leviticus chapter 23 regarding the Bikurim to the Shavuot, to the harvest. So here we have completed for this Shabbat, Bihar, we have completed the 4th of the 7 Shabbats that we are commanded in HaTorah, specifically Leviticus chapter 23, to count complete till that morrow, the next day after the 7th Shabbat. So here with the Gregorian year, we're looking at the 5th of June, just the Gregorian count for the 5th of June, the first day called Sunday by the Gentiles, the first day, according to the Torah direction instruction. Looking forward to the harvest, even in the upper room of Zion, the harvest of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, in the second of the two truths, in the new and the living way that Yeshua HaNotri, that Yeshua HaMashiach has consecrated for I and I through the veil, that is to say his flesh. There we're referring to the epistle to the Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews right there. But here, let's go through an overview right here, seeing that we are here at the 32nd degree of the studies and about to fulfill this particular book right here. So with the fulfillment, we would hopefully be completing the fifth, right? The fifth of the seven Shabbats, the fifth of the seven Shabbats, counting the growth, counting the Omer. So for more details on that from HaTorah and in the translation, KJV, chapter 23, and chapter 23 of Leviticus, for the reason for the season. So here, yes, I, four Sabbaths, at the fourth of the seven Sabbaths, fulfilled right here with this Bihar in the mount, on the mount. So the summary here for Bihar, on the mount, Bihar Sinai, on Mount Sinai. Two main points right here, two main points, enough detail. A sabbatical year, the Shemitah year, the sabbatical year for the land. Secondarily, the limits and limitation on debt servitude. So here, the first of the two main points right here for this Bihar, Shabbat Bihar, we have the sabbatical year. What is the sabbatical year for the land? Bihar Sinai, on Mount Sinai. Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the Elohim told Moshe, Yahweh HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, told Moses to tell the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to tell them the law, the Torah, the direction, instruction of the sabbatical year. The sabbatical year, the Shabbat year for the land. We have this in Leviticus chapter 25, beginning off this 32nd degree. Leviticus 25, the first two verses 1 and 2. The people, Jah people, could work the fields according to the Torah observant, covenant-keeping rules and regulation. Jah people could work the fields for 6 years. But in the seventh year, the land was to have a Shabbat. So the people could work the fields for 6 years. But in the seventh year, the land was to have a Shabbat, a rest, a cessation, desisting from work, a Shabbat of complete rest. During that, the people, Jah people, the Israelite people, were not to sow their fields, were not to prune their vineyards, their vineyards. They were not to reap the aftergrowth. Here we have Leviticus chapter 25, verses 3 to 5. They could, however, eat whatever the land produced on its own. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 6 to 7. Jah people were further to hallow or to sanctify, to set apart, to kedush, to set apart the 50th year. So here we, as we study the pattern, as Moshe was instructed to take heed, to see that he do all things according to the pattern, shown to him, Bihar, shown to him in the mount. Looking at the pattern here, we see the pattern for the sabbatical year is similar to the pattern for the weekly Sabbath, the weekly Shabbat, where they could work for those 6 years, but the seventh year was the Shabbat for the land of complete rest. Furthermore, the people, Jah people, were further to set apart, to make holy in the context of setting apart the 50th year. What is the 50th year? The 50th year is the Yubelu. The Yubelu, Yobel, Yovel, is the Jubilee year, and to proclaim in word, sound, and power, to proclaim release, Shemitah, release for all with a blast of the horn, with a blast of the shofar, according to Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 10. Each Israelite, was to return to his ancestral land holdings. here in Leviticus chapter 25. Now, in selling and buying property, we also get real estate, Torah, direction, instruction. So when we look at the Torah, some might look at the Torah just in a so-called spiritual or maybe a religious sense. What we find here is at least the nine areas of people activity. So we also have Torot, direction, instructions concerning selling and buying. In selling and buying property, Jah people, Jah covenant-keeping people, were to charge only for the remaining, only to charge for the remaining number of crop years until the Yobel, until the Jubilee. Now, just so when we mention Jubilee here, put as a point of reference the Ethiopian Book of Jubilee, the Metzhafer Kufale, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilee, and also can make reference to the Dead Sea Scrolls for the pattern, the week of years. So we have the 7 days of the Shavuot, and then with the Jubilee time and calendar, we have a week of years. So 7 times 7, 49 years, and then the year after the 49th year, check the pattern. Check the pattern here, 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 even with Shavuot, with harvest. We count 7 weeks, week of days complete, so 7 Shabbats complete. Now we have the Jubilee. We have week of years, week of years. When we speak about week of years, every 7 years is a week. And then we have 7 times 7, 49. And then the year after, that is the proclaimed as the Yobel, the Jubilee year. So in selling and buying property, connection with the Jubilee year, the people, the Israelite people, were to charge only for the remaining number of crop years until the Jubilee, until the next Yobel, when the promised land, would be returned to its ancestral holder, to its title holder. So in other words, the land could be for a debt or for other reason. It could be sold or rented out, so to speak. But in the Jubilee year, it was to return to the original title holder, to the original Israelite title holder. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 14 to 17. Now, Elohim, Ha'elohim, promised to bless, to prosper, to increase the people, Ha'am, Jah people, in the sixth year, so that the land would yield a crop sufficient for 3 years. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 20 to 22. Ha'el, the Almighty, prohibited, here's the key right here, Hashem prohibited selling the land beyond reclaim. In other words, selling or renting out the land and not redeeming it. So there's a prohibition on selling or renting land beyond reclaim, beyond redeeming. For Elohim, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, our Elohim, our power, own the land. He is Jehovah, earth's rightful ruler. Jehovah is the landlord. So he owns the land, and Jah people, even Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, were but strangers, sojourners, strangers, living with Hashem, living with Ha'elohim, with the Elohim, Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Baruch Hashem. Leviticus chapter 25, we have verse 23. Just going over an overview of the content here of this 32nd degree of Ionite sabbatical study, especially here in this lunar leap year, which affords us the opportunity in this Shavuot to study that which is normally a part of a double portion, which, of course, when we have a double portion in one Shavuot, we have less time to really get into the details. So getting to a little bit more of the details right here, here, here. Now, also right here concerning the sabbatical land, the sabbatical year, right, for the land, if one fell into straits or difficulty, financial hardships or tribulation, and had to sell, or more correctly, had to rent. So the word used in the Hebrew is sell, but the context of it is like when we rent. So if one got into some financial situation and they had title to a part of the promised land, ancestral land, they could either rent it out, sell it to one for a certain period of time. So if one got into such a financial difficulty, a difficulty, and had to sell or slash rent land, the nearest relative, kinsman. So here's where we get the principle of the kinsman. Here's where we get the principle prophetically, even in the prophets, of the kinsman redeemer. The kinsman redeemer, one's nearest relative, one's nearest relation, one's nearest kinsman was to redeem. That means to buy back what was sold. What was sold. Here we have Leviticus chapter 25, verse 25. If one had no one to redeem. So what about if one didn't have a near relative relation to redeem, to buy back, but prospered and acquired enough wealth? So whether one fell into difficulty, if one fell into difficulty, the nearest kinsman relative could buy back the land. If they had no one to redeem, no such kinsman, kinsperson, but they had prospered, even after they had sold whatever land or rented it out, they prospered and they acquired enough wealth. So with them prospering and acquiring enough wealth, they could refund the pro rata share of the sales price for the remaining years until the next Jubilee. So they can redeem the land by therefore refunding whatever the pro rate right share of the sale price for those years of crop years to the next Jubilee. And they could return to their title. They could return to their ancestral land. They could return to the land. So the land would return to the original title holder. So whether one had a near kinsperson, that person could and is somewhat required to reclaim that land. But even if they had no such near person, but they had prospered and they had gained enough wealth, they were to do this for themselves. This is according to the covenant-keeping rules and regulation. If one sold a house, now we touched on this in the Shavua, because some very interesting real estate, right? And many of these basic principles we even find within common law, what's known as common law among the Gentiles, among the Anglo-Americans, what's known as common law. If one sold a house, for example, in a walled city, so let's make a distinction between cities or villages without walls and cities and villages with walls. If one sold a house, had a house that was in a walled city, one could redeem it for a year. According to HaTorah, they could redeem it for a year, and thereafter, the house would pass to the purchaser. So if they did not redeem it within the set time period, within that year of the purchase, then the house within that walled city, it would then pass into the ownership of the purchaser beyond reclaim, beyond redeeming, beyond buying back, and not, and this is the key, not be released. It would not be released in the Yobel, in the Jubilee, according to Leviticus chapter 25, verses 29 to 30. But on the other hand, houses, dwelling houses or homes in villages without encircling walls. So here's the key. What is the difference here with the wall? What difference does a wall make? Houses or homes, dwelling houses within villages without encircling walls were treated and was to be regarded and reckoned and counted as open country or the suburbs, the open country. That was therefore subject to redemption, was subject to repurchase or buying back, and it would be released through the Jubilee. So it can be bought back before then, or when the Jubilee comes, it must be released and returned to original title holder. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 31. Halloween, the Levites, the Levitical, we could say Levites, both the Levites and the priests. All of the priests, the Kohanim, were Levites, but not all of the Levites, the sanctuary attendants, were priests. But this is for all. So the Levites, right? They were to have a permanent right. The Levites have a permanent in perpetuity right of redemption. The Levitical, because the Levitical, the Levites and the priests, they have a perpetual right of redemption for houses, for dwelling houses, and for property in the cities of the Levites. I think about 42 to 48, something like that, 48 cities. We find that in the next book coming forward in Numbers. So here we have Leviticus chapter 25, verses 32 to 33, concerning the Levites having the right of redemption in perpetuity for houses and property in the cities of Halloween, in the cities of the Levites. The unenclosed land, land that was not enclosed, the unenclosed land round about their cities, speaking of the Levites, still speaking of Halloween, the unenclosed land round about their cities could not be sold, were not for sale, not for sale, and therefore not for rent, not for sale. According to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 34, right here, here, here. So that's the first matter here concerning this Shabbat Behar, going through an overview, a summary of some of the main details, and within these points are good points of reasoning, so we can understand the fullness of the direction instructions, in addition to that which is considered spirituality or so-called religion, rites and rituals. We have some practical direction instruction. Remember, we have the birth of a nation, the birth of the nation of Israel right here, here, here. Second point here, first point, sabbatical year for the land. The second point is the limits on debt servitude. What are and what were the limits on debt servitude? And what do we mean by debt servitude? Well, if a kinsman, one of our kin, right? So I'm of the tribe of Yehuda, right? Therefore, all the family, relatives, and relation of the tribe of Judah would be my direct kinsman among the 12 tribes of Israel. So if a kinsman fell into hard times or difficulty, financial hardship or straits, and came under one's authority by virtue of his debts. So one having a debt had to pay off that debt, had to make peace. The word shalom, as we have shalom, also has the operative sense of to pay, right? It's shalom. Nidarai. If I say shalem nidarai, I'm saying like I will pay my vows, like what I have vowed, right? So even though the word there has as its root shalom, that shalom we say peace, but it's also making peace, and the connection also is with payment. So if a kinsman fell into financial hard times and they had debts in the community, they are responsible for their debts, and therefore may come under someone else's authority. In other words, they may have to work off that debt if they have a debt, because in not paying that debt, there is no peace. We have to make that good. So one may have to work for someone else, right, in order over time to make up enough shekels, to make up enough currency or whatnot to pay off whatever their debt is. So this is what is meant, that one might come under someone's authority, right, by virtue, by the strength of his debt. One was to let him live by one side as a kinsman and not exact from him interest. So that means that a fellow kinsman, another one of the tribe of Judah, right, whether he owed that debt to another Judahite or just another Israelite, right, and that one came into difficult times, right? Therefore, that brother may have to come under, say, my authority. In other words, they have to work for me on my field and my business or whatever, because with his service, right, treat him as an honored or respected, you know, servant, I can increase and he can work off his debt and he can get what he needs to, you know, make it good, right? If I was to do that for my kinsman, as we are commanded to, we are not to exact from that one interest. So whether that one had to work for I and I, or that one sought to borrow some shekel, some bur, some currency, right? I am not, and we are not to exact from that one interest. So to Israelite, there is absolutely no interest rate. That's a good way to say it. For the Israelite to Israelite, or the Jew to Jew, or so to speak, the Hebrew to Hebrew. But since one's not really clear on the context of Hebrew, let's just keep it like this. For an Israelite to Israelite, right, no interest. No interest rate. It's just a flat loan and a flat payment. According to Leviticus 25, verses 35 to 36. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were not, we are commanded not to lend money to countrymen, to none of I and I countrymen, not to lend money to none of our homies, anyone who is homeborn, a homeborn Israelite, a countryman at interest. We're commanded to assist our brethren who falls into financial difficulty. And if we have to give, to lend, but not to lend money to a countryman at interest. Leviticus 25, verse 37. If the kinsman continued, say you lent them money, but still their situation is such that they continue in difficulty, in straits, in financial hardship, trials and tribulation, and had to give himself now, in a sense, over to a creditor, to someone else, to maybe work for somebody for that debt or to work off that debt. The creditor was not to subject him to the treatment of a slave or of heavy bond-like service, heavy service, right? But to treat him as a hired or a bound laborer, almost like this is where the term the indentured servant. So an Israelite working off a debt to another Israelite was like an indentured servant. And even that had that six-year limitation to it as well. The creditor was not to subject him to harsh treatment as a servant or what we may call today euphemistically a slav, a slave, but to treat him as a hired or a indentured laborer, a bound laborer, until, get this right here, until the Yobel, until the Jubilee year, at which time he was to be free to go back to his family and to his ancestral holding or to his land rights, his land title, according to Leviticus chapter 25, verses 39 to 42. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, were not to rule over such debtor Israelites, such Israelites who had debt, ruthlessly. That's the whole point. That's what changes being a servant or an employee in the truth of word, sound, and power to being a slav or a slave. In fact, we never even had that word, but the word in the scripture is with rigor. To have them serve with rigor or ruthlessly. So Israelites were not to rule over fellow Israelites who happened to be debtors ruthlessly, according to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 43. Israelites could, however, I and I could, however, buy and own an inheritable property, right? Inheritable property, servants, employees, from other nations. I know this part often gets ones, but this could be one of the areas that we can reason on, right? Leviticus chapter 25, verses 44 to 46. So that means that there are those of other nations who might be a part of a service class. Look at it like this. Many ones and ones come from other countries. They go to England, right, to the Commonwealth. They come from the Commonwealth. They go to England. Or certain ones and ones, you know, they come from other countries and they come over here to America, right? And they work in businesses and in other industries that were established by the Anglo-European, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. And these businesses, many of these businesses, you know, have been in certain families for years and go back to those who have these claims to the Mayflower and the Pilgrims and coming over here for religious, all of their mythology and everything. right? So when they go over, for example, in England, I notice it. Ones who come from Commonwealth countries, right, that are under the English or the former British Empire, right, they often have no problem with going over to, say, England and serving as servants, as employees to the British state, right? You know, almost as an honor for what some of them think that the British did for them back in their home country, right? No matter how high they may rise, they do not rise to change the nobility or the monarchy of those places. So in a similar way, this is what is being said here. Now, on the word property, something very interesting, just this is a little footnote right here, because the word came up and we did a little research and like to expand on this, on property. Some say, oh, look at the Bible. In the Bible, women were property of the men. You know, we hear this kind of this meme over and over. But then we went and said, you know what? We say the word property in English and, you know, we think we know English, so we say the word and we think we know what we're talking about. I said, you know, what's the word property in Hebrew? You know, what's the word prop? What are the words that would be translated into English as property? And let's bring this up right here on the property subject matter. So here we're putting in a audio footnote. All right, we're putting in a little audio footnote right here, here, here. Let's see if we can get this word right here, property, just from some of our study right here. And believe it or not, it's not just one word that can be and has been translated, right? It's not just one word that has been translated as property. Oh, Chan. Let's see what happened right here. What just happened? Oh, Chan. No, I think I don't know if I lost some of my, you know, on this thing. Oh, no. Here it comes. It came up. Okay. Sometimes, you know, you might lose some of your, you know, you may save searches and stuff. But I got it right here. Let's go right here to property. All right. Let's go to the word property right here. And let me go to the next, because this was interesting. The different words that all of them can be translated, and many of them have been translated as property, but they all don't mean the same thing. So when we hear ones and ones say, oh, you Hebrews, you Israelites, and in your Torah and the Bible, it says that woman, you can own slaves, and it says that you women are property. It's a woman that are property. That's a very interesting question to I, because when you look to the Torah, women are not property in the sense of you have animals like chattel slavery, like what happened to our Beta Israel of the West over here. But here, check this out. There are 10 words in Hebrew for that, generally speaking, can be translated as property. We have Nakes, right? You have Nakes, right? We have Nakes, which is an asset, property, a possession, riches, wealth. We have Rikush. Rikush is property, possession, like an estate, substance, something that one's hold and wealth in that sense. We have Nikashin, which come from the Nakes, which is property, estate, and holding. Right, we have Kinyan, which is like an acquisition, property acquisition, like an ownership, wealth, assets, cattle. Oh, by the way, according to HaTorah, even woman, especially woman and the virtuous woman, particularly in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to verse 31, owns property. So our woman in Torah, right, the woman and men can own property and also have inheritance as well, right? So woman can also, you know, own property, but they say that our women are our property. So I looked up property in Hebrew, and we came across 10 different words, many of them we're familiar with in the Torah for property. For example, there is the kinyan. Kinyan is acquisition, from the kana, the acquisition. Then we have mikneh. Now, mikneh is property, but now mikneh is cattle. Mikneh is herd. Mikneh is livestock. Mikneh is stock, purchase, property. What occurred and happened to the Beta Israel of the West over here, right, in this 400 years, right, during this 400-year experience, Deuteronomy, consequences of disobedience is that we actually, our ancestors actually were treated as no better than cattle. This was written into their legislation, and this was actually done by practice. When we look at the Hebrew word mikne, it's never applied to women. It's never applied to our women. It's always applied to exactly what the word means. Cattle, herd, livestock, stock, purchase, property, which many of our women, especially the Eshet or Set Chayil, the virtuous woman, the strong woman, as we have in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31, even they own property. In fact, that's a big high point of the virtuous woman, or in the Hebrew, the Eshet, the Oset, the woman of Chayil, of Chayil, of power. Then we have the Nachila. Nachila is inheritance. Woman, Hebrew and Israelite woman, also have Nachila. Inheritance, property, estate, possession, heritage, legacy. Then we have property in the sense of segula. I know how many of you remember in the Torah it says that Israel is a peculiar treasure, a treasured people. The Hebrew word is, the Hebrew words are am, which means people, am, like the amo, am segula. The am segula, that's where we get the treasured people. That's where we get a peculiar people, more directly a virtue, qualification, treasure, quality, a quality people, peculiarity, a peculiarity people, the word segula. So Yisrael as a whole is considered to be by Yahweh an Am Segula, a people of Segula. The translator says in the KJV, a peculiar people, Am Segula. From the Hebrew, it's a treasured people, a virtuous people, a people of qualification, a people of quality, a people of merit. This is Jehovah's intention for the Beta Israel. Three more words right here, and it's the last word that if we must say property, then it's only in the last sense, Hebraically, that one might even in English, in bad translation, say that, well, woman, property. It's the last word. Two more words before we get to the last word. We have erek too. The word erek is a word for property. Property in the sense of value, set, entry, order, suit, worth. Then we have reshut, which is similar to reshut, right? The word reshut is permission. Having property in the next sense of the word, permission, authority, possession, ozu, permit, leave, which also women of Yisrael, right, have. In fact, not all Israelites had property. Some Israelites might have worked for other Israelites. Only those Israelites who can trace their direct lineage to the sons of Jacob, the Bnei Yaakov, they were the primary landholders, because no one of any other nation that could not trace his pedigree to the 12 sons of Jacob had right to own in perpetuity any of the promised land. That's found in HaTorah. They could rent, they could lease, and so forth and so on. The last word here for property, since people talk about, oh, you Hebrews, you regard woman as property, that's why that's not for us. Okay, well, who are you? That's my question when they say them, us. But we know who we be, right? Tov, we have the word tov. Tov comes from tov. Tov, one form of the word tov. Tov means good, means goodness. Tov, the word literally means good and goodness, but it also refers to wealth and also can refer to property, that which is tov, that which is good. A good woman, right? It says, you know, that a man who finds a wife findeth a great good. The King James Version says, the translation says, a good thing. If you say, well, look at that. The Bible said the woman's a thing. No, the translator said the woman's a thing. In the Hebrew, it just says, he who finds a wife finds a great good. It doesn't say a good thing. It says, oh, finds tawab, a great good. So even looking up the basic definition of property, property has two senses of the word. Did you know? Property. The first sense of the word in English as a noun is a thing or things belonging to someone. A thing or thing belonging to someone. Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle of Gentiles, Paul, he brought out the true Hebrew sense when he says that the man, the husband, does not have authority over his body but the wife, and the wife doesn't have authority over her body but the husband. So in that sense, they both belong, right, within that covenant to one another. So the first sense of property is a thing. We're talking about things now, or things belonging to someone, possessions collectively. As a man and a woman, when we study the Torah, both of them may have and do have possession. Just for the example here, to show that woman, the Hebrew woman and the Israelite woman, were liberated long before the Gentiles started to talk about women's rights and women's liberation. Just read and study Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. And we see the attributes and the qualification. An attribute is a property. An attribute is a property. The secondary definition for property is an attribute. It says a man who finds a wife, find of a great good, not a good thing. The thing there is KJV, adding thing. But actually the Hebrew says he findeth a great good. He findeth tawab, in the sense of he findeth an attribute. He findeth quality. He findeth characteristic that can help him fulfill the will that we were created in Elohim's image and after his likeness for. Other words that are synonyms of this is quality, attribute, characteristic, feature, power. That word power is a key word there, because when it says virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter 31, round about verse 10, in the Hebrew, the word for a virtuous woman, the word for virtue is strength. The main meaning of virtue is strength. In the Hebrew, the word is chayil. Like you say, chayila selassie, the power of, right? Or chayil, power. Also in the Hebrew, chayil, power. Eshet chayil, a woman of power, a woman of quality, a woman of attribute or attributes. A woman of character or characteristics, a woman of features, a woman of power, a woman of trait, to say good trait, a mark, hallmark, in that sense, right there. In fact, in the first definition of property that has to do with inanimate things, the synonyms are gear, trek, possessions, belongings, things, goods, worldly goods, effects, personal effects, stuff, chattels, movables, resources, assets, valuables, fortune, capital, riches, wealth, holdings, securities, patrimony. Patrimony is a property too. So an Israelite who could trace his pedigree to the sons of Yaakov, Israel, Jacob, he has property. He has a patrimony because he has a pedigree, and therefore also property is personality. Goods and chattels. So goods and chattels was not only possessed by the Israelite males, but also by the Israelite females, because all of them are Israelites. And we have the example throughout the scriptures and certain key areas. One main key point of reference area, of course, is Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. So here. If an Israelite, just to fulfill right here on the second part of the overview here, if an Israelite fell into straits, hard times, financial difficulties, and came under a resident alien's authority, a stranger who was basically, for all intents and purposes, nationalized. He became an Israelite in the secondary sense, not in the primary sense. The primary sense of being an Israelite is being of the seed. In the secondary sense, one can be of the nation, right? A resident alien, for example. If an Israelite, because of financial difficulty, he came under a resident alien's authority by virtue of his debts. In other words, he had to work off those debts to whomever, and he had to therefore work to one who was a stranger, you know, from another place, not really an Israelite ethnically by blood or descendant, but by nationality, he is of our nation. A good example of that is Uriah, the one whom Dawid, you know, committed adultery and later on the whole murder thing that occurred. In a sense, he was an Israelite, yes, but he was not an Israelite in the sense like David, descendant from those who were descendant from the patriarchs, but he was of another nation, and he served in the wars of the children of Israel. It's just like somebody come from another country to America or to England or one of the Western Gentile countries, and they join the army. We know a lot of people would join the army because they would feel that this is a good fast track on their way to citizenship in that sense. So if the Israelite had to work for a stranger, a resident alien, by virtue of his debts, the Israelite debtor was to have the right of redemption. That means that even though that Israelite now has to work for a stranger or a foreigner who is basically nationalized, a resident alien, for example, that same Israelite debtor, the Israelite who is in debt, was to have the right of redemption. That means that a fellow Israelite can say to the stranger, the resident alien, the nationalized stranger, say, hey, listen, how much such and such work out the rate or whatever, and basically buy the Israelite's debt and cover the Israelite's debt. That's what is considered the right of redemption, according to Leviticus chapter 25, verses 47 to 48. A relative was to redeem him, a kinsman, the kinsman redeemer. A relative was to redeem him. We have an example in the book of Ruth, in the book of Ruth. And this was interesting is that we are counting the Sabbaths, the Shabuas, right, the seven Shabbats complete, working on our way up to Shavuot, to the harvest, right, to the harvest feast and festival, right? But the harvest feast and festival coming up is also when the Torah was given Behar Sinai. So here we're in the 32nd degree, which is titled Shabbat Behar, Sabbath in Mount Sinai. And it was at Mount Sinai, at the giving of the Torah, this corresponds with Shavuot. This corresponds with the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Pentecost, the Harvest Feast. And during the Harvest Feast, one of the appointed readings by the tribe is Ruth. And Ruth also has a significant theme, Chabarim, a significant theme of redemption and redeeming. So a kinsman, a relative, a near relation was to redeem him. Or if he prospered, if he himself prospered, this Israelite who is under a resident alien's authority because of a debt, he could redeem himself, basically. If he worked it up and worked it out, he could actually cut that service to the resident alien short by redeeming himself, by paying the pro rata share of the sales price for the remaining years of what would be his service, right, until the jubileum, until the jubilee. This we have in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 48 to verse 52. Chabarim, chabarim. So here, looking at the time, brothers and sisters, just spend some time via on going over the overview here for Behar. Normally, in other years, we don't have as much time to really go into it because usually it is a double portion. So here, 37 minutes here on the board, calling for those who will seek to call in, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Check us out on the Rastafari Israelites. Also, stay tuned for the 1 a.m., the top of the Iowa, about roughly an hour and 37, 36 minutes for the first day service, what we also sometimes refer to euphemistically as the Sunday service, the first day service coming up at the top of the Iowa. Here. Today's daily psalm, brothers and sisters and brothers. Today's daily psalm right here, we have Psalm 103. We have Psalm 103. So here, let's ride up right here. brothers and sisters, today's daily song.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind to critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the fuller full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
When I'm a look back, but here this a we, I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, miss a we.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Shalom again, Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Amen, amen. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Yes, I.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
All right, that was the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, here for today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 103, right here. First Adab, God himself, blessed be the Almighty, native speaker, Abraham Chebudah, right here.
مزمور مكهولا بقنف مكسوس يداويت مزمور نفسي هوي اكزيابهر نبارك عطنتو تشيم هلو يتكدس سمو نفسي هوي اكزيابهر نبارك مسغانا ونم هلو عطرش هاتي عطشن هلو يكر يمي دويشنم هلو يمي فوز هوتشن كتفاك يمي عدنات بمهرتنا بچرنتو يمي كللش منيو تشين كبركتو يمي عطاقبات قول ما سانة تشين اندن سري عدس اكزياب هيري كرت عدراجينو لتبدلو هلو يفردان لموسي من قدو نفساوك لسرائيل جو تشم عدرارقو اكزياب هيري مهاري ناي كروينو كاكوت عيراك امهرتن يبزا ሁልጊዜም ማይቀስፍም ለዘላለምም ማይቆጣም እንደ ኃጢአታችን አላደረገብን እንደ በደላችንም አልከፈለን ሰማይ ከምድር ከፍ እንደሚል እንዲሁ እግዚአብሔር ምሕረቱን በሚፈሩት ላይ አጠነከረ ምስራቅ ከምዕራብ እንደሚርቅ እንዲሁ ኃጢአታችንን ከእኛ አራቀ አባት ለልጆቹ እንደሚራራ እንዲሁ እግዚአብሔር ለሚፈሩት ይራራል ፍጥረታችንን እርሱ ያውቃልና አቤቱ እኛ አፈር እንደሆንን አስብ ሰውስ ዘመኑ እንደ ሳር ነው እንደ ዱር አበባ እንዲሁ ያብባል ነፋስ በነፈሰበት ጊዜ ያልፋልና ስፍራውንም ደግሞ አያውቀውምና የእግዚአብሔር ምሕረት ግን ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም በሚፈሩት ላይ ጽድቁም በልጅ ልጆች ላይ ነው አል ኪዳኑን በሚጠብቁ ትእዛዙንም ያድርጓት ዘንድ በሚያስቡ ላይ ነው እግዚአብሔር ዙፋኑን በሰማይ አዘጋጀ መንግስቱም ሁሉን ትገዛለች ቃሉን የምትፈጽሙ ብርቶችና ኃያላን የቃሉንም ድምጽ የምትሰሙ መላእክቱ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ሠራዊቱ ሁሉ ፈቃዱን የምታደርጉ አገልጋዮቹ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ፍጥረቶቹ ሁሉ በግዛቱ ስፍራ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ ነፍሴ ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኪ
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring.
Shalom to Tenai's Teling. Greetings, may greetings, may greetings. Salanta Tenayus Teling. Greetings, may John give you health on I and I behalf. Salanta Tenayus Teling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, 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 Melchizedek. Salanta Tenayus Teling. Greetings, may John give you health on I and I behalf. Salanta Tenayus Teling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, righteous king, even the king of kings. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here we are in the book, in the Metz Kedis, the book of the seven seals, of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haida Selassie, Negus Neges, Ze Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Ze Emnegeda Yehuda. Yes, I, king of kings of Ethiopia, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, we're at Mezmor Metosos, Psalm 103, and here is themed, Exiavier Fikarno, 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 Fikar love. Exiavier, the sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab is love. We have this also as an hymn, a hymn of praise in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically speaking, but here from low degrees to the higher degree here in the HSV of His Majesty. We're going to compare and contrast side by side with the KJV. So let's ride up. Besim Ab, or Willed, or Menfes Kedu, Sahadu, Amlak. Yes, I, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. One source. In Jemralen, we begin. Mezmor Dawit Meto Source. Psalm of David, 103. Yeah, Dawit Mezmor. Psalm of David. Kuter An. Verse 1. Nesehoi. Exiavi Harin Barki. At Intochem Hulu Yetekadeses Moon. Bless Exiavi Har, the sustainer, the good, the generous. Ah, Nesehoi. Oh, my soul, my suke, my psyche. Nesehoi. Exiavi Harin Barki. At Intochem Hulu Yetekadeses Moon. And all that is within me, within I, bless. Praise, bless His holy, His Isla, His set apart name. Nesehoi, Egziavi Harin Barki, Miskanawinim Hulu Atirshi, 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 Atirshi. Bless Egziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Nesehoi, Egziavi Harin Barki, Miskanawinim Hulu Atirshi. Who forgiveth, He who be, who be His divine majesty, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Kuter Arat, verse 4. He went to Shinaka Tefata Yamiya Dinat, Bemehiratu Nabachernetu Yamiya Kalalish, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. He went to Shinaka Tefat Yamiya Dinat, who crowneth thee, I, with loving kindness and tender mercies. Bemehiratu Nabachernetu Yamiya Kalalish. Minyo tishina kabareketu yemiyat egvat. Gula masina tishina inda nisira yadisal. Who satisfiest thy mouth with good things. Minyo tishina kabareketu yemiyat egvat. Who satisfies thy desire. Minyo tishina kabareketu from His blessedness, yemiyat egvat. Gul masin et tishin in the nisira yadzat. So that thy youth, gul masin et tishin, thy youth is renewed like the eagles in the nisira yadzat. Egziari hara yikirtad ragino. And let beddalu hulu yifardal. Exiavi here, the sustainer, the good, generous Ab, Father, executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Rephrase, for all that are downpressed. Exiavi here, yikrta dragino, letebedelu hulu yifardal. Le Musa men gedun astawek, le Israel le jochem adraragun. He made known His ways to Musa, Moses. His acts to the children of Israel. Le Musa men gedun astawak. Le Israel le jochem adraragun. Ekziavi hara meharina yikrbaino. Kalkuta yarak emihirretuma yebeza. Exiavi here, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, is merciful and gracious. Exiavi here, meharina yikerbaino, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Mehiretum yebeza, hul gizem ayak esifim, He will not always try, neither will he keep his anger forever. For I have a hulgi zem, I yak esafim. Lizalamim I quatam. In the Hakiatachin, ala the rega bin, minda bedalach nema ala kafalin. He hath not dealt with us, with I and I, after our sins, after our ukaris. In the Hakiatachin, ala the rega bin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. In the bedalach nema ala kafalin. Samai kamidrikaf in the meal, and he who exiabi her mehiratuna benifaruta laya at nekre. For as the heaven is high above the earth, Samai kamidrikaf in the meal, so great is his mercy toward them that fear, that reverence, that respect him. And he who exiabi her mehiratuna benifaruta laya at nekre. Misraka kamiraba and mirik, indeed who hat yatachnina kanyarake. As far as the east is from the west, misraka kamiraba and mirik. So far hath he removed our transgressions from us, from I and I. Indeed who hat yatachnin kanyarake. Abata lilijochu and the mirara. Indeed, who exiari her le mia faruti araral. Like as a father pitieth his children, abata le lejochu and the mia rara, so like this exiari hath sustained the good, the generous of father pitieth, hath compassion upon them that reverence, that respect him. Indeed, who exiari her le mia faruti araral. Fitratachnina in ersu wa yaukalina. Fitratachnin ersu yaukalina. Abetu inya aferindahonin asip. For he knoweth, remember, he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Fitratachnin ersu wa yaukalina. Abetu inya aferindahonin asip. So is Zemenu in the Sarno, in the Dura Beba, in the Hua Yababal. As for man, his days are as grass. So is Zemenu in the Sarno, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. In the Dura Beba, in the Hua Yababal. Nefasa benefesabet gizeya yalfalina. Sifrauinil, Degmo, Yauk Awamina. For the wind passeth over it, Nefas, Benefes, Sevet, Egizei, and it is gone, Yalfalina. And the place, Sifrauinim, thereof shall know it no more, Degmoa, Ayauk Awamina. Egziavi her mehiret gina kazalalem is kazalem, bemia frutlai, esitkuma be lija lijoch laino. But the mercy of Egziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father, is from everlasting to everlasting. Egziavi her mehiret gin, kazalalem is kazalalem, bemia frutlai, upon them that respect, that reverence him, and his righteousness to children's children. Esitkuma be lija lijoch laino. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments, to do them. Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, hath prepared his throne in the heavens. Exiavia, Zufanun, Besamaya, Zagaja. And his kingdom, his government, ruleth over all, and his kingdom overruleth all, ruleth over all. Men gestum huluna tigezalech. Kaluna yemita fetsmu.
Yekalun, ye metafet no, bertwot na hayalan. Yekalun ne madinsa ye metasemua mela ektu o hulu, egeziavirin, barko, bless egeziavir, sustain the good genus of ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Alunia mita fetsnu, bertuoch na hayalan, yek alune madimsa yemita semu mela ektu hulu egziarin, barku, sarawitu hulu, fek aduna yemita dergua, galgayochu, egziarin, barku, bless ye egziarin, sustain the good genus of Father, all ye, yom, his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Sarawi to hulu fekaduna yemita dorgu agelgayochu egziarin barko fitaretochu hulu begzatu sefra hulu egziarin barko nefsehoi egziarin barki bless egziarin stand the good generous up Father all his works in all places of his dominion. Fit retochu hulu, begzatu sefra hulu, egziavirin, parko, nessehoi, egziavirin, parki. Bless he who be, who he be, the divine majesty, the sustainer, the good, the generous of, oh my soul, oh my psyche,
oh my psyche,
oh my psyche,
oh my psyche,
oh my psyche.
Let the music start up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit my second, Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
And here again, the native speaker right here, that's the
Adonai.
Jah! Rastafari.
Jah!
Rastafari.
መዝሙር 102 በቅንፍ 103 የዳዊት መዝሙር። ነፍሴ ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኪ፣ አጥንቶቼም ሁሉ የተቀደሰ ስሙ። ነፍሴ ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኪ፣ ምስጋናውንም ሁሉ አትርሺ። ኃጢአትሽን ሁሉ ይቅር የሚል ደዌሽንም ሁሉ የሚፈውስ ሕይወትሽን ከጥፋት የሚያድናት በምህረቱና በቸርነቱ የሚከልልሽ ምኞትሽን ከበረከቱ የሚያጠግባት ጎልማሳነትሽን እንደ ንስር ያድሳል። እግዚአብሔር ይቅርታ አድራጊ ነው፣ ለተበደሉ ሁሉ ይፈርዳል። ለሙሴ መንገዱን አስታወቀ፣ ለእስራኤል ልጆችም አደራረጉን። እግዚአብሔር መሐሪና ይቅር ባይ ነው፣ ከቁጣ የራቀ ምህረቱም የበዛ። ሁልጊዜም አይቀስፍም፣ ለዘላለምም አይቆጣም። እንደ ኃጢአታችን አላደረገብንም፣ እንደ በደላችንም አልከፈለንም። ሰማይ ከምድር ከፍ እንደሚል እንዲሁ እግዚአብሔር ምሕረቱን በሚፈሩት ላይ አጠነከረ። ምስራቅ ከምዕራብ እንደሚርቅ እንዲሁ ኃጢአታችንን ከእኛ አራቀ። አባት ለልጆቹ እንደሚራራ እንዲሁ እግዚአብሔር ለሚፈሩት ይራራል። ፍጥረታችንን እርሱ ያውቃልና፣ አቤቱ እኛ አፈር እንደሆንን አስብ። ሰውስ ዘመኑ እንደ ሳር ነው፣ እንደ ዱር አበባ እንዲሁ ያብባል። ነፋስ በነፈሰበት ጊዜ ያልፋልና፣ ስፍራውንም ደግሞ አያውቀውምና። የእግዚአብሔር ምሕረት ግን ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም በሚፈሩት ላይ፣ ጽድቁም በልጅ ልጆች ላይ ነው። ቃል ኪዳኑን በሚጠብቁ ትእዛዙንም ያደርጓት ዘንድ በሚያስቡ ላይ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ዙፋኑን በሰማይ አዘጋጀ፣ መንግሥቱም ሁሉን ትገዛለች። ቃሉን የምትፈጽሙ ብርቶችና ኃያላን የቃሉንም ድምጽ የምትሰሙ መላእክቱ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ። ሠራዊቱ ሁሉ ፈቃዱን የምታደርጉ አገልጋዮቹ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ። ፍጥረቶቹ ሁሉ በግዛቱ ስፍራ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ። ነፍሴ ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኪ።
ነፍሴ ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኪ። Man encourages her. Man got to encourage her. Encourage the soul. A man speaking to his own soul, his own psyche. Speaking to nefesh, the nefs. Speaking to the soul. Yes, I. Hear a song of Miskana in them heart. We say Miskana, thanks and praise. Praise. Like in the Hebrew, we have Torah. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 103, right here, here, here. From the Miskana session right here. Here, love, Sister Bridget, Ras Muata, right here, here, here. Before we ride up with this 32nd degree of ionized sabbatical study, the Miskana, thanks and praise, give thanks. Miskana, in them heart, Miskana, corresponding to Hebraic, Torah. Going to write up more in the Hebrew of today's psalm, Psalm 103, in the forward. No doubt the Sunday first day service come up at the top of the hour. Going to ride up with the Aliyot right after this. Hear it. Miskana, 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 Miskana for short, praises, Isis, give thanks. Yes, I. So we have Miskana the Hebrew, right off the Hebrew, we have the Torah. The Torah. The Torah is both to say, like, thanks, or to say, give thanks, the stretching forth, the yada. Torah is from the root yada, like stretching forth the hand, Torah. Right? So the giving thanks, also the thank offering is known as a Torah offering. But here, Behar on Mount Sinai, Mount Sinai. So the Sinai connection here, yeah, the Sinai connection is very intimate with the Isla Day, with the fourth of the seven feasts of Jehovah, particularly Shavuot, harvest, or the Feast of Weeks, also known as the Harvest Feast, also called Pentecost, the 50th day. We commanded to count seven Shabbats complete. So for this Shabbat Behar, the Har Sinai right here, we have completed here in the season four of the seven Sabbaths or Shabbats right here. So we got three more to go, looking at the approximate time, the 5th of June here in the season, particularly in the upper room of Zion in the Brit Chadasha sense, the feast, the festival of the Ruach HaKadosh. So what are we counting here? In the land, we're counting the growth of the wheat, the growth of the crop. Right here in the diaspora, here in the Brit Chadasha, we're counting that growth of the seed, the word. The soul went forth to sow, so that seed. And we're looking at the fruits of the Ruach HaKadosh, the fruits of the Memphis Kedus, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So we pick up here with Leviticus chapter 25, verse 1 to chapter 26, verse 2. The prophet reading right here for Behar, right, the Shabbat Behar, the Sabbath on the Mount, for Senbet Besina, Sina Terara on Mount Sinai. Oh, the connection here is with harvest, Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. It corresponds with the exact time of the Israelites coming out from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. So they reach Har Sinai approximately seven Shabbats later. So with the harvest in the first instance here with the children of Israel, and we can also check with the book of Jubilees. Jubilees is very, very important right here. Here we have the Torah speaking of the Jubilee principle, the principle of the seven times seven, but here in the week of years, here in counting from the Passover season and from the Yom HaBikurim, from the first fruits, here to the fuller crop, seven Shabbats later. Here we have also seven Shabbats after the Exodus. So the harvest in this context is that harvest of that giving, the harvest of HaTorah, the giving of John's direction instructions. So the connection here with Shavuot, Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, harvest with the Israelites 7 weeks after the Exodus, and here. So we have the prophet's reading as well from Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 32, focus verses 6 to 27. In the Brit Chadasha, in the Hadish Kidan, the New Covenant reading, Renewed Covenant reading, we have Luke chapter 4, focus verses 14 to verse 21. So once again, a brief overview right here before we ride off the Alio. Here, we have like three minutes to remind those listening on the blog, talk, the live stream, and also for those even listening and viewing on the Rastafari Israelites to download the MP3, you know, and to save like an audio archive, one can go to blogtalkradio.com/LOJ Society right there and can listen for the full of full. Just a reminder, because sometimes, you know, YouTube does its own thing, right? But here we have the portion, the Torah reading and feeding outline here for the 32nd degree of Ionai sabbatical study. So we have Leviticus chapter 25, the sabbatical year. In chapter 25, round about verse 8, we have the year of Yobel. Yobel in the Hebrew, Yobel, or some might say in modern Hebrew, Yovel. But the ancient Afro-Asiatic pointing, Yobel. In the Amharic, we say the Yobel, 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 the Jubilee year. In Leviticus chapter 26, we have the reward for Shema'ah. Shema'ah, hear, O Israel, the reward for obedience, hearing and obeying. In the prophet's reading from Jeremiah, from the prophet Ermias, we have chapter 32. At the first verse, Jeremiah, he buys a field. He buys a field during the siege. There's a siege. So here we're even linking with, you know, the whole Babylonian captivity as well. 90 seconds, y'all, 90 seconds. So those in the listening, just a reminder once again, about to ride up. Let's get to this overview right here. So the prophet, the Haftarah reading, the prophet's reading often complements like the basic Torah groundation, giving the prophecy what the prophet I see, right? So Jeremiah here, he buys a field during the siege. In chapter 32, around about verse 16, Jeremiah, he prays for understanding, to get a good standing, iritically to be 10 toes down, to get a good standing, a good inner standing, a good understanding, and come to a good overstanding. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. In verse 26, same chapter, Hashem, he gives his assurance of the people's return, that even after that predicted and prophesied, you know, that exile, that the people, Jah people, would return. So here for Behar, brief commentary here, Jubilees, speaking about Jubilees. And what about the Book of Jubilees? How does the Ethiopian Book of Jubilees, the Metzhaf Kufale, also we can compare and contrast, done the study, very interesting study, compare and contrasting the Ethiopic documents, which was the first known, and then the Dead Sea Scrolls as well. So the Jubilee year is brought front and center right here. So we see the pattern in the pattern. As we count for harvest, seven Shabbat, 7 week of days. Now we have the Jubilee, 7 week of years. So the thought for the Shabuah, for the Sabbath, for the seven right here, for this Shabbat Behar, is the sabbatical year and the Jubilee, Yobel Torah. The Jubilee direction instruction that reminds I and I, is to remind I and I that ultimately everything, it belongs to Hashem. It belongs to Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One. Blessed be He, blessed be the name. We, I and I, do not really own anything. Instead, as we have in the first day psalm, stay tuned, y'all, for the first day service at the top of the Iowa. In Psalm 24, the appointed psalm, the evening psalm for the first day, what does it say? It says that the earth is Jehovah's and all of her fullness. Well, in the KJV Bible, it probably would say the earth is the Lord and all of its fullness. But to put it in the proper context, because the degenderization, right, in the Hebrew and the Afro-Semitic and the Amharic and all of the Afro-Asiatic languages, it points to this nuance. Because remember, in the beginning, Elohim created man in his image, after his likeness, the human being, and what? Male and female, he created them. So interesting correspondence with the Shabbat. The Sabbath also brought out in the feminine polarity, as well as the land in the feminine, right? Even with today's Psalm 103, the soul, the psyche, a man giving instruction to his own soul, his own psyche, to sheep, because a soul without instruction is headed for self-destruction. An interesting concept, don't you think? That David, and the ancient Hebrews and the Israelites, right. For example, in Psalm 103, he is speaking to his soul and he is speaking to she. He is speaking to she. So she must exist somewhere in he. She must exist somewhere in we. Just to understand this connection. So the land is she and the psyche is she. So even here in the Brit Chadasha sense, in the harvest and counting the growth of that word of Moshiach, of the Messiah, that word of truth, in our soul, and there are the nine fruits, right? This is the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. So here, the earth is Jehovah and all that she contains and all of her fullness. In the Western Gentile society, the Anglo-American world order system, world flesh, satanic seclorum, it's easy, very easy to get caught up in the trap of materialism, the materialism schism. Remember the principle that we taught on a little bit earlier about how the spiritual and the material, what the Torah addresses is the fullness of nine areas, nine plus areas of people activity. But in the Western Gentile world system, the Babylonian world system prophetically, Esau and the Babylonian, it's easy to get caught up in the trap of materialism. We unconsciously, not being conscious, about being conscious, woke. Were you woke or did you get up, right? We unconsciously measure our quality of life based on the value of our possessions. People in this Western Gentile in the fall system often measure what is called the quality of life, the quality of their liberty, based on the value of their possessions or based on the abundance of their possessions. But Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach, the rabbis, our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he says that life and liberty does not consist in the abundance of things, of teams that we have. So the evening psalm for the first day that says that the earth, right, is Yahweh's, is Yahweh, is he who be who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, and all of her fullness, the world, and they who dwell in her, they who dwell in her. So a person truly cannot truly own things. You know, we say we own things, but do we really truly own things? Well, in a sense, we rent things and we use things. We are just short-term borrowers. In the true context, we are short-term borrowers. So once again, keep in mind Psalm 24, and Psalm 24 is the evening psalm for the first day that says that the earth is Jehovah's and all of her fullness, the world and all they that dwell in her. So the commentary right here before we ride up, Leviticus 25 and 8, brief. You are also to count, we are also to count off seven Shabbats of years. So firstly, for mostly, we're in the count of counting seven, right, Sabbaths, right, of weeks. So there's the pattern. Here we are commanding Leviticus 25 and 8 to count off seven Shabbats of years. So every 7 years is counted to be a sabbatical, we say week, all right? So we are commanded to count off seven Shabbats of years for I and ourselves. Seven times 7 years, the two sevens again, the two sevens here again, all right? Seven times 7 years so that you have the time of the seven Shabbats of years, namely, 49 years, namely 49 years. So right here, a brief overview, just put into context right here, this 32nd degree of I and I sabbatical study. Yes, I. So make I and I ride up, firstly, foremostly, the blessing before the reading of HaTorah, right? The Baruch Hu et Yahuwah.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikola Ha Amin. Winatan Lanu et Torato. Barukata Donai Notain Ha Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha Torah.
The Barka, the Baruch right there, the blessing. We find that enough as in the Seder, for example, right there, that comes from Psalm 119. Verse 12, the blessed art thou, Baruch Ata, Yahweh, yes I. A little more I'm building up on that, because some might say, oh, well, that's among the Jews and that's in the Seder book. But when you study, you'll get the ancient roots.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebal hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you no read up your Bible.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump!
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shabbat Shalom. Sendet Salam. Shabbat Behar Shalom. Sendet Tara Salam. Here picking on. Here picking on. Here picking on. Shabbat Shalom. Sendet Salam. Shabbat Behar Shalom. Sendet Tara Salam. Here picking up with the 32nd degree of Ainai Haras, the Far Sabbatical Study, and for this Shabbat Strong, this Shabbat Behar, 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 Shabbat Behar on the Mount, in the Mount. Picking up here with Leviticus chapter 25 to chapter 26, verse 2, for this next to last Torah portion reading and feeding here in the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book known as Leviticus.
Here for the Lamed Beit Torah portion. This manna, this angel's bread, the 32nd, we pick up with the Kaf Hey chapter. Chapter 25. The law of the land, the first item is the sabbatic year. And hear, give ear, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ahad. Hear, O Israel. He who be, we be, Aina Elohim. He who be, we be, is the one. So here, picking up, Beshem Ha'av, Wehabein, Weruah HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. Picking up with the first Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Behar. Why daber Yahweh il Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moses, Moshe, in Mount Sinai, saying, Why daber Yahweh il Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor. Speak, daber, speak, daber, speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael. Daber illa b'nei Yisrael, and say to them, we amarta elehem, when y'all come into the land, when y'all enter into the land which I give you, which I am giving to you, ki tabo'u illa ha'aret asherani noten lakem, then shall the land keep a Sabbath to Jehovah, with Shabbata Haaret Shabbata Layawa Yawa 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 Yawa. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest to the land, a Sabbath la Yahweh to Jehovah. Thou shalt neither sow thy field, nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed. For it is a year of rest to the land, and the Sabbath of the land shall be meat, shall be food for you, for thee, I, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, I, and for thy cattle, and for the beasts that are in thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat, be food. The law, HaTorah, the direction, instruction of the land. Second item, the year of Yoel, the year of Jubileu, the year of Jubilee. Verse 8. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years to thee, aye, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to thee, aye, 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Yovel of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement, Yom HaKippurim. Shall ye all make the trumpet, the shofar, sound throughout all your land. And ye all shall hallow, set apart, the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Yovel, a Yubileu, a Jubilee to you. And ye all shall return every man to his possession. And ye all shall return every man to his family. A Jubilee shall that 50th year be to you. Ye all shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is the Yovel, the Jubilee, Yubileu. It shall be holy, set apart, to you. Ye all shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this Yovel, this Jubilee, ye all shall return every man to his possession. And here for this Shabbat Behar Sabbath on in the Mount, here at the 14th verse, we have the second Aliyah, the Sheni Aliyah here at verse 14. Wikia timakaru mi makara la emiteka o kano miyada emiteka ala tonu ish et achio. And if thou sell aught to thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye all shall not oppress, rephrase, shall not downpress one and other. According to the number of years after the Yovel, the Yubelu, the Jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according to the number of years of the fruits, he shall sell to thee. Aye. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of the years of the fruits doth he sell to thee. Aye. Ye all shall not therefore downpress one another, but thou shalt fear, shall reverence, respect Eloheka, the I Elohim, ki ani Yahuwah Elohekem, for I be he who be who he be, thy Elohim. Wherefore ye all shall do my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and ye all shall dwell in the land in safety, 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 safety.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And here for the Shelishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah, the Shelishi Aliyah. And here for the Shelishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah, the Shelishi Aliyah, here at verse 19. V'natinah aretz pirayah wa akaltem la seva v'yashabtem la betach aleiha leiha leiha. And the land shall yield her fruit, and ye all shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety. And if ye all shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Nay, look and see, behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my baraka, my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And ye all shall sow the eighth year, and eat yet of old fruit until the ninth year. Until her fruits come in, ye all shall eat of the old store. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me, with I. And in all the land of your possession, ye all shall grant a redemption for the land, 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 the land. And here at verse 25, we have the fourth Aliyah, the Rebi'i. Aliyah. Kia Yamuk Achika Ua Makar Mea Ihuzato U Ba Bo Elo Ha Karov Elayo We Gaala Eta Mimkara Achio. Here at the 25th verse we have the fourth Aliyah, the Rebi, the law, HaTorah, of the land. The third item, the redemption of the inheritance. Verse 25. If thy brother, Achika, be waxen poor, and have sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which Achio, his brother, sold. And if the man have none, no one to redeem it, and himself be able to redeem it, then let him make him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the overplus to the man to whom he sold it, that he may return to his possession. But if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that have bought it until the year of Yovel, of Jubilee. And in the Jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return to his possession.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here is the fifth Aliyah, and here is the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi Aliyah, here at verse 29 for Shabbata Behar. With Ish, Kia, Yimakora, Beita, Moshava, Ira, Choma, We Haita, Ge Ualato, Adatom, Shenata, Mima, Kiro, Yamim, Tihie, Ge'ulato, here for the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi Aliyah, at verse 29. And if a man sell a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold within. A full year may he redeem it. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house, the bait, that is, in the walled city shall be established forever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the Yovel, in the Jubelio, the Jubilee. But the houses of the villages which have no wall round about them shall be counted as the fields of the country. They may be redeemed. They shall not go out in the Yovel, in the Jubilee. Notwithstanding, the cities of the Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawiyan, and the Beitoch, the houses of the cities of their possession, may the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, may the Levites redeem at any time, at any hour. And if a man purchase of the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites, then the Beit, the house that was sold, and the city of his possession shall go out in the year of Yovel, Jubilee. For the Beitoch, the houses of the cities of the Lewim, of the Levites, the Lewawiyan, are their possession among the Bnei Yisrael, among the sons, the children of Yisrael. But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. Possession. The law, HaTorah, of the land, HaAretz. Fourth item, the poor brother, verse 35. And if Achika, thy brother, Wendemih, be waxen poor, and fallen in decay with thee, aye, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee, aye. Take thou no usury, no interest rate, no usury of him, or increase, but fear, but respect Eloheka, the I Elohim, true good, true God, that Achika, Wendemih, thy brother, may live with thee. I. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon interest, upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase. Ani, Yahuwah Elohekem, I be, he who be, we be, your Elohim, true good, true God, which brought you forth out of the land of Mitzrayim. Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, to be your Elohim. And here.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here for the Sheshi Aliyah, for the sixth Aliyah, for this Shabbat Behar, at verse 39. With Kia Yamuk, Achika, Imak, we ni makara lak, lo ta'ebod, Bau, Ebodata, Abed. Here for the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah, at verse 39. And if Achika, if thy brother Wendemeh, that dwelleth by the eye, be waxen pole, and be sold to the eye, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant, but as an hired servant and as a sojourner, he shall be with thee, aye, and shall serve thee, aye, to the year of Yovel of Jubilee. And then shall he depart from thee, aye, both he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family, and to the possession of his fathers, his patriarchs, shall he return. For they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen. Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shall fear, shall reverence, shall respect Eloheka, the eyes Elohim, both thy bondmen and thy bondmaids, which thou shalt have, shall be of the goyim, of the heathen, of the other nations and nationalities that are round about you. Of them shall ye all buy bondmen and bondmaids. Moreover, of the benai, the children, the sons of strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall ye all buy, and of their families that are with you, which they begat in your land, and they shall be your possession, and ye all shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever, forever. But over your brethren, the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel, ye all shall not rule one over another with rigor. And here for the Aliyah, the Shabi'i Aliyah, for the seventh Aliyah, for this Shabbat Behar, here picking up at verse 47. Witiya Tasiga Yadagira Witoshav Imak Ua Mak Ahika Imo Weni Makara Ligera Toshaba Imak O Le Aikar Mishapahat Ger. Here for the Shabi'i Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, here at verse 47. And here is HaTorah, the law of Haaretz, of the land. The fifth item, the redemption of the poor brother. Christos, Christ, HaMoshiach, our kinsman redeemer. Verse 47. And if a sojourner or stranger wax rich by the eye, and thy brother that dwelleth by him wax poor, and sell himself to the stranger or sojourner by the eye, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh, near of kin to him, of his family may redeem him, or if he be able, he may redeem himself. And he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold to him to the year of Yovel of Jubilee. And the price of his sale shall be according to the number of years. According to the time the iwa of an hired servant shall it be with him. If there be yet many years behind, according to them he shall give again the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for. And if there remain but few years to the year of Yovel, of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according to his years shall he give him again the price of his redemption. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight. And if he be not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Yovel of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. And here at verse 55, we have the maftir reading for this Shabbat Behar. Ki li b'nei Yisrael abadim ibadayahem asher tozeitia otam me'aretz mitrayim ani Yahweh Elohekem. The Maftir here at verse 55, for to me, to I, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. Ani Yahweh Elohekem, I be he who be who he be, the I, your Elohim. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus chapter 26, the law of the land, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction of HaAretz of the land. The sixth item, conditions of Baraka, conditions of blessing, warnings of chastisement. Ye all shall make you no idols nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down to it. Ki ani Yahweh Elohekem, for I be he who be who he be, your Elohim. Eta Shabbatotai Tishmoru Ua Mikadashi Tiau Haniawa. Ye all shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary, my Isla place. Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. And thus this concludes this Torah, the Torah Aliyot for Shabbat Behar. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur la binu la melkeinu, glory be to Ainai Father, Batachin, Ainai King, Nagusachin. Kabur le kadamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Veshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Getachinna, in the name of Medhanetachin, Ainai, Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus Christos.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land. There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet V'Chaye Olam Nata B'Tokenu. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain HaTorah. Blessed art thee, I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Sovereign King of the Universe, King of the Universe, Universal King, who has given us a Torah of truth, Torat Emet, implanting within us, within I and I, eternal life. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Baruch Atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet, Vayei Olam Natei, Vatokanu. Baruch Atah Yahweh, Notain HaTorah.
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. A be Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them trimble. Live by a be Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. A be.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot. The Braka. The Braka. The blessings for the reading of the prophet. The prophet's reading. Jeremiah chapter 32. First blessing. Yes, sir.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzach bedibreihem haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher batorach u'moshe abdo u'beisrael ammo u'benebiei ha'emet watzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verses 6 to verse 27. That's a ma'ab wa'ba let mafasa ha'duam lak. And Jeremiah said, the word of Yahweh Buruhu came to me, saying, behold, Hanamail, the son of Shalom, thine uncle shall come to thee, saying, buy thee my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hanamael, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison according to the word of Yahweh Buruku, and said to me, buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine, buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of Yahweh Buruku. And I bought the field of Hanamael, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence, and sealed it, and took witnesses, and weighed him the money in the balance. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maasiah, in the sight of Hanamael, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed to the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, thus saith Yahweh Zebaot, Elohim Israel Buruku, take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase both, which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Elohim Israel, Buruku, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of purchase to Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed to Yahweh saying, Ah, Master Yahweh Buruku, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness to thousands and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty El Yahweh Zebaoth is his name, Buruku. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even to this day, and in Israel and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day, and has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm and with great terror, and has given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold the mounts, they are come to the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence, and what thou hast spoken has come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said to me, O Master Yahweh Buruku, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses. For the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then came the word of Yahweh Buruku to Jeremiah saying, Behold, I am Yahweh HaElohim, the all flesh, the Elohim of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Amen. That the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah Rastafari, the goose against Ethiopia. We be loving the covenant. Haile Selassie, the first is the government. It's about to heat up, grip the oven mitt. Speaking the gospel to all of the public. Came to ruffle the feathers, changing the weather. Those heathens are clever. I try to endure while I'm on this endeavor. Even our forefathers walked in the desert. Never I pull out a fire at night. It seemed like the day, even though it was night. Never I pull out a cloud in the day to show us the way. Somehow we went astray. Those Israelites walked the other way. Look at all the trouble that we in today. And we looking for better days. Are we puffing on purple haze?
Pull up!
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, in the promised land.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel habarik ha'hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain habarik ha'hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Jah, Haile Selassie I Nisan.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 32, Behar, on the mountain, from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, verse 16 through 21. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Luke chapter 4,
Yeshua, Jesus, in the synagogue at Nazareth. Verse 16, Tau Zain. Verse 17, Yod Zain. Wa yaboa el nitzeret asher gudal sham wa yelek kimishpato biyom hashaba el beit hakneset wa yakam likro besefer wa yutan lo sefer yishaya hanabi wa yiptach et hasefer wa yimtza et hamakom asher hayak tubo. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of Adonai Yahuwah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of Yahuwah, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Kalu, Kabur Ludimtu, Kabur Lachailu, Kabur Laketamawi, Chaile Selassie, by Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, a blessed good, a beautifully good, new strong, coming forward, forward. Here, 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 a word from I and I sponsor.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments
of the Ten
and elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand,
elaborate on
hand,
elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand.
If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this,
and accepts this,
and accepts
this,
and accepts this,
and accepts this,
and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow,
accept and follow,
accept and follow,
accept and follow.
I would believe our country is not only historically Christian,
historically Christian,
historically Christian,
historically Christian, historically
Christian, but also actively Christian,
actively Christian,
actively Christian.
So come, 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 make I and I reason. We are here on this Bihar, Sinai, on Mount Sinai. Interesting, the direction instructions here. There's a lot of real estate, a lot of contractual agreement. We can even say there's labor laws here as well. But here, here, let's seal up the Sabbath seal psalm right here, here, as we're about to begin. Here, we're at the seventh day, end of the seventh, and beginning the first here, beginning a new Shabuah right here. So the Sabbath seal psalm right here, here, here. Shabuah Tov, Shabuah. Shabuah is the week, the 7 days. Shabuah, the seven. Tov, good. Have a good, strong, coming forward. Hear. Psalm 144, the Sabbath seal psalm. After the Sabbath calm comes the intrusion of the world, the flesh, the satanic seclorum, and business is another form of war. So check out this psalm here. May the eye be blessed and highly favored in the King of Kings highway. Basham Yeshua.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Blessing, blessing, blessing right here. Prosperity and peace right here. At the beginning, a new Shavuah, a new 7 right here. Psalm 67 as well right here. As we seal up the Sabbath and move forth the first day, Melkamahud right here.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
Yes, 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 and also according to the pride right here, you'll hear in the gathering, the priestly blessing, that we have in Numbers. Yes, I, in Numbers chapter 6, the Nazarite chapter, here, priestly blessing.
Yahweh, we yishmereka, yair Yahweh, panay eleka, we yachuneka, yisa Yahweh, panay eleka, we yasem leka shalom, we samueta shmi al bnei Yisrael, waani ibarekem. Jehovah bless the eye and keep the eye. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye and be gracious to the eye. Jehovah turn his face to the eye and give the eye peace. Give the eye shalom. Yibarekeka Yahweh, we yishemereka, yair Yahweh panayo, eleka, we yachuneka, yisa Yahweh panayo eleka, we yasem leka shalom. We samueta shmi al bnei Yisrael waani ibarekeka Yahweh. Jehovah bless the eye. Yishamereka and keep thy. Yebarekeka Yahuwah, we Yishamereka. Yair Yahuwah, Panayo, Eleka. We Yahuneka. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye. We Yahuneka and be gracious to the eye. Yisa Yahuwah, Panayo, Eleka. Jehovah turn his face to the eye. We Yasim Leka Shalom and give the eye shalom and give the eye peace. Yeshua Shalom. We Samu Eta Shemi Bnei Yisrael. Wani Ebarekem. 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 In the congregations will I bless Jehovah with the cup, the chalice of deliverances. Be'er makhelim, ibarek Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. I will bless Jah, 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 bless Jah.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta. Something from your heart.
Yes. Stay tuned. First day, service, Meltano, who Shavuot Tov here. Sunday service, first day service coming up right now. I'd like to get into this one right here. This Torah reading and feeding. Enough details here, business details here, land management details here, labor laws right here. But here, the shofar here for the first day. First day, first day service right here, come. Yes, I, Mekai and I resign. It's like if Jah all that smoke. Yes, I, the sweet savor. Yes, I, Rastafari. Calling. Sunday service beginning right now.